You smell off, honey. Are you nervous about tomorrow? You're allowed to be nervous, sweetheart. It's your first time out of the facility since you've presented as an Omega. A few weeks ago, you entered here as an unmated Beta, and now? Now you're leaving as an Omega with an Alpha who's very interested in them. I know it's a lot, but you're taking to it way better than any of us ever expected. I promise, you're handling this just like a champ. I've also mentioned it before, but I don't remember exactly how you took it. I'm going to blame the post-orgasm hormones from nodding you for that one, but I was serious. I would so be willing to court you. I've done this job for at least 15 years, and never, never has an Omega affected me quite like you, honey. I'm normally able to keep myself calm and collected. You know, not pop a knot when Omega's in heat. I swear I'm normally way more put together. But ever since you came to our facility, it seems like that has lost all meaning on me. You bring out this side of me, this aspect that I never knew I had. You make me want to go full alpha sometimes. Don't worry, I'm not going to, little O. But it's a thing I have to remind my inner alpha when I see another nurse or a doctor working on you or something. You're still nervous, sweetheart. I can smell it on you. Are you worried about something in particular? You are worried about something. Okay, okay. Is it us? Are you worried about us, sweetheart? Oh, poor baby. Come here. Oh, that's it. There's no reason for you to be nervous, Omega. There's not. I know it's scary. You've been one thing your whole life, and now you're entering the world as a new person. Everything's going to seem different, even though the only thing that has changed is you. And that's okay. You're going to be okay, honey. You're not alone. You aren't the first Omega to have to go through this, and you aren't going to be the last. You're going to be okay, honey, I promise. You have my number in your phone, right? That way you can call me if you need anything. It's common for newly presented Omegas to feel like they're alone in the world. I don't want you to feel like that. Ever. You have me in your corner, cheering you on. I'm not just a doctor who fixed a mistake. I'm an alpha who happens to care about an Omega. We don't have to be mates for me to care about you, sweetheart. You wiggled your way into my heart, and I just care about you. I care about all Omegas, obviously. I don't want anything bad to happen to anyone. But especially to you, little O. I don't know what it is about you, but I'm addicted to it. Your scent goes with mine so well. Your body feels perfect resting against mine. Your breathing syncing with mine. There's a certain calmness I feel with you that I don't have with anyone else, honey. It switches from this fierce need to protect you to a need to mark you up so that no one ever questions who you belong to. It feels right being with you. I don't know if it feels the same for you, little O. God, I hope it does. And you don't have to tell me if it does. You don't. But I figured since it was your last night here, you might want to spend it with me in your bed. Was I right in guessing that? I figured you would love that. To wake up in my arms, smelling of me, right before you get to kiss this place goodbye. Oh, I'm going to miss seeing your face every morning. But it's for the best. You've outgrown this place. You're still new to being an Omega, but you aren't a recently presented Omega. You have the tools needed to take care of yourself and your new biological needs. It's a good thing you're going to be leaving this facility. That's what I keep telling myself. You get to go outside whenever you want, and you can eat food that isn't from our cafeteria. And if you would still like it, I would really love to court you. Officially, not what we've been doing here. I love having sex with you, but I want to get to know you better, honey. We have physical chemistry, that much is obvious, but I want to see if the emotional chemistry is there as well. If you're open to something like that. As a new Omega, your hormones are going to be out of whack and you might feel unsafe. So there's no pressure, sweetheart. There's absolutely none. But if it's okay with you, I would like to take you out on a proper date. Maybe tomorrow night? Sounds like a plan. That's a good Omega for your Alpha. Not even made it to me yet, and you won't tell me no. I'm kidding. Partially. Oh, I have to keep reminding myself that you aren't mine yet. I just think you are because of how badly I want you. It's because of how well we work together. Nobody completes me like you, honey. The way your Omega responds to my Alpha and my Alpha responds to your Omega. Your Omega is everything that my Alpha wants in a mate. I can only hope that I am everything that you would want in an Alpha. I've done my best to show you what a kind and protective Alpha I would make. There's nothing I want more in life than a mate to spoil and fill full of children. He would look so good with your stomach starting to swell with new life, sweetheart. I can see it now. I'm picturing it. Are you? Yeah? Do you think you would catch on your next heat, little Omega? Doesn't that sound nice? Catching on your first heat outside of the clinic? I bet you're already picturing all the dirty things we can do since we aren't going to be under observation. I don't have to remember the guidelines when we're fucking. Isn't that something to look forward to? Someone's smell is shifting. You're starting to enjoy the thought of leaving this place, aren't you? You're realizing that when you leave this place, you're going to be getting me all to yourself. You won't have to share my time with others. It'll just be you and me, honey. I know you've pictured it at night. Maybe not even in a lewd way. laying on my chest just like you are now, getting some scratches, watching a mindless show or listening to music or, I don't know, just enjoying each other's company. Do you think about the wholesome stuff as much as you think about all the filthy stuff, honey? Mm-mm-mm. Don't look away. It's just a question. Alpha wants to know what you think about more. How did I know? But you did very good, answering that question despite the fluster growing. I know how embarrassed you are by things like this, but it's important to answer Alpha honestly, isn't it? If I'm going to take you as my Omega, you need to always be honest with me so I can take care of you better. Oh, I know. It can be humiliating admitting how wet you get sometimes. It's embarrassing to tell Alpha what you need. But how else am I supposed to give it to you? I want to give you everything, honey, I do. I want to make you my Omega. And I don't want another Alpha to even look in your direction, let alone breathe in it. But I realize how irrational that is, which is why I'll just settle for this. Holding you in my arms, feeling you against my chest, and making sure that you know that you're cared about. I don't want any negative thoughts about being an Omega in your head, okay? I'm being serious. Nobody is going to think less of you because of this. You're being yourself. That's all anyone can ask of you. I might also be a little biased, but I prefer this version of yourself. Sure, I didn't know you beforehand. I don't know what kind of a beta you were living as, but now there's no pressure. Now you know that you present it, you know what you are, and you can be authentic. Being authentic and genuine is going to attract the right kind of people towards you. It attracted me, didn't it? I know you don't believe me right now. You think I'm just saying hollow words to make you feel better? But that's not true. If I just wanted you to feel better, I would tell you that I thought I had one off the top of my head, but I don't. You know what? If I just wanted you to feel better, I would tell you that you changed into a fine Omega who's going to make an Alpha happy. Something that completely disregards you and your feelings. I'm not going to lie to you just so that you can feel a little bit better. I want you to feel better because I care about you. I've said it many times. There's just something about you that I'm endeared to. I don't know what it is, but it's there. I don't know if it's the way you scrunch your face up when I kiss your forehead like that, or how you make me feel, or even the conversations we have. I don't know what it is about you, honey. You specifically. But you just make me so happy. Coming into your room was always the best part of the day. We're told not to have favorites, but I'm pretty sure you knew that you were mine. From how I always used to use you as a live model in class to giving you extra cuddles. I'm invested in you because I like you. I like spending time with you, making you laugh, taking care of you, fucking you. I like doing all of it. I always figured I was going to be one of those alphas that never settles down, you know? That sleeps around until they die alone. But I'm not sure I want that. I realized I wanted to be with someone. I just wanted them to be the right person. And it turns out that the right omega for my alpha was you. A silly little omega who thought they were a beta and is now snuggled into my embrace. It's not how either of us pictured it, but if I were to describe what my perfect mate would be like, I think I would have just described you. Your legs intertwining with mine as you look at me. You're the most stunning human on this earth. Don't laugh at that. I'm being serious. I don't deserve to hold someone as breathtaking as you. I don't know if you've seen yourself lately, but you're kind of gorgeous, little O. It makes restraining myself even more difficult. Like I wasn't having a hard enough time controlling myself around you. Nor do you help in making it easy, finding any excuse to tease me and try to tempt me into fucking you. You should be grateful that I like you, because that wouldn't fly with other alphas. But that's like saying I would want you with another alpha. I don't. I don't even like seeing you with the other nurses. I want you all to myself, honey. If you weren't meant for me, why would you feel so good? If you weren't meant for me, why does your smell mingle with mine so well? If you weren't meant for me, then why does holding you feel like coming home at the end of a long day of work? Kissing you tastes like the first sip of my favorite drink. Tasting you reminds me that hell is worth every sin I commit in your name. I would do anything to see you smile, Omega. That's why I want you as my mate. That's why I want to properly court you. I'll treat you with the respect you deserve, Omega, I will. I would have shown you romance first, but the situation didn't allow that. But time has passed, as all things do, and now? Now it seems that I can treat you how you deserve. Outside of the guidelines of what is work appropriate at an Omega facility, obviously. Starting tomorrow, we're not going to be doctor and patients. I'm not going to be Dr. Bardot. I'll be an alpha, and you'll be an omega. How it was always meant to be.